Welcome into the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. I'm Madeline Burke alongside Giants wide receiver Roger Lewis. We'll be taking your questions, so definitely questions and comments in the comments section if you have anything to ask Roger. But first of all, Roger, it's been a tough week for the Giants.
Yeah.
Stepping up, next man up. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel good with the guys that's coming in, and we're working hard at the end of the day, so I feel real good.
A lot of familiar faces, too, coming in to fill these voids. It's kind of feel like a little bit of picking up where you left off with these guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the everybody know the playbook and everything. So I feel pumped going into Denver.
Yeah, tough opponent in Denver. Have you been to Denver before?
No, I have not.
Because the Mile High City, a lot of people talk about the altitude and the way the air is different. Mm-hmm. What are your preparations or what are your thoughts on that?
I'm going to just keep preparing like I usually do, but you know, just keep preparing, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's
it. Hope for the best. Mark wants to know, what's it like being the number one wide receiver?
I feel like every week I prepare, like I'm the number one receiver, just learning, of course, from, you know, the guys in front of me. But every week I work hard, make sure I work hard, going hard on every rep. And, you know, it's just playing, doing what I love since I was 5 years old.
Robert asks, are you ready to take on a leadership position in the wide receiving corps?
Yeah, I'm very, you know, kind of learning to be a leader and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's huge.
What does that mean to you? Like, what are some of the traits of good leaders that you've been around that you would want to?
A good leader is like Eli, you know, talking with Eli. He's leading the offense, of course. And Brandon, Odell, you know, now it's me and Sterling. So, it's kind of different, but you know we're ready to take on the challenge.
Yeah, and Frank asks, you know, do you feel fully prepared to be the number one? I mean, you mentioned your preparations are on point.
Yeah, it's all about preparation, and whenever your number's called, just go do what you do, and you know, I'm prepared.
Do you have any like routines or kind of what's the word for like good luck things that you do before games?
No, it's the same. Oh, I go out the tunnel, throw with Eli, catch a couple passes from Eli, and well, of course, before the game we do it as a group, but like right before the game, when the whole team run out, throw with Eli for a little bit, then go to the sideline, put my helmet, stand for the national anthem.
All right. So now this year, the touchdown celebration rules have gotten a little bit looser.
Yeah.
Have you put any thought about into what you would do in the end zone?
Yeah. That's kind of like a visualization thing. What I do is usually when I'm at home, I kind of sometimes listen to music and kind of visualize what I'm going to do in the game. And then when it happened in the game, it's like second nature.
Yeah. There's been some good touchdown celebrations so far this season, though. Have you noticed any that you're like, oh, that's a good one? Hat tip to those people for.
Yeah, I like the what O did with the heartbeat.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah. So I like that a lot.
I liked it. Winter asks, what are you going to do differently to try to get the first win this weekend?
What I'm going to do differently is just keep working, getting open, making sure we're on all points with Eli, and just, you know, fight with my brothers to get our first W.
Right. Vansco asks, can Rudolph make an instant impact on the field?
Yeah, I think Rudolph has enough talent. He has the smarts to, I think, make a huge impact on the game.
He's a guy that, you know, NFL fans haven't really seen a lot from. You know, he had a lot going on in college and. And what have you seen from him in the practice field that impresses you?
On and off the field, Rudolph's a hard worker. I like Rudolph a lot. He's asking questions to Eli. He's asking questions to the coaches. And I feel like he can get the job done.
All right. Ben wants to know, what is your pregame meal?
Pregame meal, I usually eat, like, fruit. Might get some pasta at the hotel. I keep it a little simple. Yeah, just a little simple.
You don't want to go too.
Yeah, I get like energy foods and stuff like that. High energy.
Okay.
Foods.
Do you do like a big post game meal?
Not really. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. John, let's see your game face. He says, "What's your game face? Do you have like an intimidation one?"
Nah, I just. I mean, I'm usually smiling.
This is a game face.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm usually smiling and just. You know, it's a blessing to, you know, go do what we love and just go make plays at the end of the day. That's all I know.
That's good to be smiling, to have, you know, good time. I mean, at the end of the day, right, playing football, it's got to be fun, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
What about away from the football field? What do you like to do on a day off?
On a day off, I like to play video games. I got a lot of friends back home. We play video games. I got, and our receivers, we actually play video games online.
Okay.
Xbox, playing, you know, all types of games.
What's
so
your
that's,
go-to?
I like to play Madden, lately I've been playing the new 2K. So
the new 2K's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm about to actually start learning how to play FIFA. So,
ooh, yeah. Do you know soccer well?
A little bit. I know the big names, but other than that, a
I feel
little
like
bit.
That's a good way to kind of learn soccer,
right,
though.
Exactly.
Like play FIFA, and suddenly you're like, you know, the depth chart and all that kind of stuff. I'm into it. Eddie asks, will Shane Vereen line up as a wide receiver?
I mean, at the end of the day, he's a running back, but I'm really not a little bit. I don't not as like a receiver.
Yeah. I mean, because he's been a pass catching running back.
Right. Yeah, he
season,
is.
And we've seen, you know, the versatility from him, the veteran back. So that's a good thing too. All right, that's good. Keep asking questions too. By the way, we've got Roger Lewis here. If you want anything answered, he'll answer it. Well, you know, within reason. all right, so who is your fiercest competitor, I want to know, on the Xbox?
I play with Shep a lot. We play when we get home. We play a lot of 2K, though. We don't really – I mean, sometimes we play Madden, but we play a lot of 2K. We get it going.
Who's your team on 2K?
I'm an Ohio kid, so I like to use Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right. Do you think that the Cavs and the Warriors are going to four-peat this year in the finals?
I hope the Warriors don't make it. I know the Cavs are going to make it. I hope the Warriors don't make it. So
no, the
we
Cavs
can,
are going to make it. You talking like an Ohio guy.
I know we're going to make it, but I don't want to play the Warriors. I want to play, like, one of those, like, Rockets or somebody.
Yeah.
Make it a little bit easier. Or Thunder.
So, all right. Yeah. Do you think that the Rockets or Thunder could unseat the Warriors this year?
I hope they can, but, you know, the Warriors are the Warriors at the end of the day, so.
All right. Chrissy asks, will you do a touchdown celebration tribute to Odell? Would you kind of do his CPR thing or anything else?
That's some. I really don't know. That's something I gotta go home and visualize. I don't know. I would though. I would though, because Odell's like a big brother to me. So, but I mean, I would do something he did. But
it's a pretty tight knit group.
Yeah. Real tight.
All right, Steve. Last question. Steve wants to know, what's your favorite route to run?
What I've been running since I was in middle school, the go route. I love running go route, and I like running posts, but I'm in the process of being a complete receiver, running all types of routes, but I do love go routes.
Yeah, just got to get out there.
Right.
We appreciate it. Well, thank you so much, Roger. It's
thank
been a
you.
Pleasure. Thank you for the questions. With Roger Lewis and Madeline Burke, this has been the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz.